This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Global corporate governments have risen its ugly head, and national sovereignty is fighting us. The globalists would have brought prosperity like they promised. They would have won. But they're so maniacal, so greedy, so arrogant, they told everybody their plan. And so now their new world order is dead on arrival. Still got a long way to fight. It's going to be rough, and we might have a nuclear war. But the truth's out historically now, and the globalists will never get away with it. They'll never complete it. You know that metaphysically, culturally, spiritually, but just in your gut, don't you? Okay, who's up next? Who's been holding the longest? I was about to go to somebody, and they hung up. That last caller hanging up? Okay, who's up holding the next here? Thanks for holding, guys. Chris in Virginia, then Timothy. Go ahead.
Yeah, when Russia had kept the United States out of the peace talks in Syria and the White House and the State Department downplayed it, it got me thinking that that was a signal to them of the global realignment that's coming. So it seemed like to me that it accelerated a lot of the stuff that's going on.
Nobody be running away from us if the globalists weren't being such bullies. And exactly, Russia has said, you're shipping arms to the bad rebels, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and we know you're doing stuff, so we don't want you part of this anymore. You've broken your deal.
Yeah, it just seems crazy to me that at this time, a lot of people know that with Trump, he really is going to drain that swamp. Because, you know, a lot of these people, they're saying now that you can't be millionaires and billionaires to run our country. What kind of stuff is that?
Yeah, all I care about is they cut the taxes and get jobs going and actually rebuild things. He needs people that have been on the inside to know how to run it. But these are Rex Tillerson. All these guys are people that fought the globalists before. So, I mean, almost everybody he's appointing is really good. A few of them I've got issues with, but all I care about is what he delivers. And as soon as he delivers, look at how the economy's already turning back on just because investors now know we're about to have prosperity.
So is their only last course of action? To me, it seems it has to be war.
And you see him trying to start war. That's what's so crazy. I heard Obama give a speech that brought tears to my eyes. It was so powerful. All about peace and love. And then meanwhile, his controllers are doing the exact thing they claim that they're fighting. God bless you. Thanks for calling, Chris. Great questions, great points. Timothy in Alaska, thanks for holding here on the air.
Howdy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. My name's Tim. I'm an Alaskan. I'm a born Alaskan. I'm a proud American. I wanted to say something. I thought that it was topical. I live internationally. I live with my beautiful girlfriend in the Netherlands. Recently got married. This is really nice to hear from you because people always say on these image boards and message boards, like, oh, Alex Jones screens all his calls. He's like this crazy guy who is under all this crazy control and nobody actually gets through. These are all fake. This is interesting. I thought it was topical. I wasn't a viewer of your show 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, but I started getting into it once. A very strange thing happened. It's when Hillary Clinton, during the second presidential debate, said that Donald Trump was a Russian puppet. And at the time, I had no clue that Russia was even part of the conversation. And I'd watched your show before, listened a little bit here and there beforehand, before all this went down, years and years ago, of course, you know, because you're everywhere. Obviously, you have a lot of very dedicated followers and fans of one I am now.
Sure. So what are you saying clicked in your brain?
It was definitely when she said he's a puppet of Russia. And for my entire life, it was always Russia isn't a direct enemy to the U.S. It's not as if they're making crazy trade wars against us and denouncing
our existence. The very same globalists that are running the Muslims right now took over Russia. U.S. and British intelligence took it over. The Bolsheviks were all from the U.S. and England. It was a reign of terror over Russia. Russia finally kicked them out. That's why the globalists are so pissed. They're being kicked out everywhere.
Yeah, and that's once I started doing my own research, something that I always like to do beforehand. I still do it now as well, but I now have another fantastic sort, Infowars.com. And you mentioned beforehand that knowing the IP address of the websites that you like is very important. I will say that that is excruciatingly important I have yours written down, of course. Even putting
Thank you, brother. I'm glad you got through. And, of course, you're pretty close to Russia up there in Alaska. That means you must be an agent. I'm going to introduce Paul Watson straight ahead.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
During the break, a lot of our, quote, ads are really one-minute vignettes of breaking news. I had meant to cover this the last 3 hours. I'm going to introduce Paul Watson and punch out of here and get on to the nightly news and other work we've got here at the Central Texas News Center in Austin. And I was hearing him read from the official German government, who's hired former Stasi members to have task forces to go out and find people that, you know, criticize Islam and then fine them 500 plus euros. Well, now they have a task force where they're going to fine Facebook on any fake news that Snopes says is fake or some mail order diploma catalog out of Florida. I'm not kidding. That has 6 employees. So a man and his woman and their cat. The cat even looks like a dirt bag. And then you've got this mail order catalog thing. And then you've got them. And then Stasi people. I mean, imagine 50 years ago writing a Kurt Vonnegut article about in the future. There's a fat lady and her fat cat and a mail order diploma catalog. And then they've hired the Stasi, the East German spies out of retirement, to censor everybody and don't criticize Islam. And then they said because the Russians are influencing things and maybe this will keep Merkel in power. Translate that. Merkel and the globalists have panicked. They're going to go ahead and censor everything and hire former secret police to run it and then run around and harass everybody and fine them. I mean, whoa. And they've just passed a law countering information warfare. And then they sit there and say we're involved in information warfare. What? Zuckerberg says, my users trust me. They're dumb Fs. And they're deploying little robots in everybody's houses where you get discounts if you take the robot, and then it listens to you and watches you and even babysits your kids. Paul Watson, I know you got a lot to cover today, but I got to tell you, this is really hitting Twilight Zone. I know a lot of these top globalists think we're really a matrix, and this couldn't be real. I'm kind of thinking it is. Like, I'm the star, and you're the star of this fight against global tyranny, and they want to ban us, and they say we're Russian agents. Is this like a dark satire, Kurt Vonnegut comedy, VR, deal, and we're really in the future, and we're just some hallucination of somebody? Because this is so ridiculous. You know, you and I are Russian agents like we're Keebler elves.
Well, as I said before, Alex, I'm still waiting on my paycheck from the Kremlin. It hasn't arrived. The thing about the fake news issue is they did a study into it and found that all these fake, for a start, this recent article, you know, these 20 top stories had a bigger impact on the election than the 20 top political stories of the last month of the election. They looked into that, a bunch of different websites, found that was completely bogus. And then if you look at the actual, quote, fake news websites, which there are some, and we've been warning about them, by the way, for years before this, you know, insiders within the Kremlin say this, say this. It was BS from the start. We told everyone.
And we told you it was the globalists doing it to point everything at Russia.
And now suddenly we're being blamed for it. You analyze the fake news websites on Alexa and look at how they rank. They did it. 91,688 for one of the top fake news websites on Alexa. Another one, 84,000. Another one, even lower. So these fake news websites.
Oh, like if you're 84,000 on the web, if you're 84,000 on the web, it means you're getting like 50 visitors a day.
Yeah, and one of the top ones, the Denver Guardian, 184,000 in the U.S. I mean, if they go much lower, Alexa isn't even going
to. And by the way, it's mainstream caught in all the fake news. They're the ones that run ads for fake news. The New York Times has an article about banning fake news in the same article saying that Alec Baldwin was dead at 58. So what's crazy is we're bigger than the New York Times online, according to Quantcast. They're panicking. Do you think they'll be successful, Paul?
No, they failed already. They did a poll. The first poll found, I think it was 59% of Americans don't believe this fake news narrative. There was a second poll, even more didn't believe it. And then you look at the New York Times editorial page last week. They were whining about the fact that we took this fake news controversy that they created and turned it against them.
Showing all the fake news they put out.
Yeah, to call the mainstream media fake news. So now the New York Times is writing editorials whining about that. The polls show people don't believe it. So just like every other narrative in the past 3 months, it's completely fallen flat on its face. That's why you've seen the Facebook stuff with Merkel now and the fines.
I'm going to let folks go and turn it over to you, Paul, but that's exactly my next point. Next is censorship, next is war, and right on time they're doing that, completely disconnected. Germans hate Merkel for bringing in 5 million jihadis into Europe, 3 million into Germany the last 5 years. They're sick of her, not because of Putin.
No, as you said before the break, Russia has been fighting Islamic terrorism for decades before Germany was fighting it. And now we get the Washington Post saying Europe may face a grim future with terrorism as a fact of life, saying that just accept it, that your people are going to be blown up, that little kids are going to be run over.
Oh, no, that's worse. Lunatics. Merkel blamed Internet Freedom on the jihad attacks when she's the one that brought them in. They bring them in, they attack, then they take our rights. Exactly what we've been saying for years they're going to do, Paul. Oh, but we're the fake news. And remember, the two fake news lists they were using previously, one was another professor lady and she who takes cat photos again. That means she's smarter than us. Well, I have two cats, lady. You only have one. And then the other was a completely fake list. The Washington Post said they didn't know where they got it. So their fake news lists are literally pulled out of their rear ends. Paul, you take over. I just want listeners to know, Free shipping store-wide, extended into the new year, and we've got to sell out of everything because of tax issues. That's 50 to 25% off everything. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. There's also amazing nutraceuticals, over 400 of them, with the great folks from Longevity at InfoWarsTeam.com. When you purchase the great longevity products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, Osteo FX, and others at InfoWarsTeam.com, you get the biggest discounts, free shipping with auto ship, become a distributor, get even bigger discounts, and a small portion of the proceeds, about 5-6%, goes to fund the InfoWar. So if you love those great products, InfoWarsTeam.com. There's also a toll-free number, 888-789-9277. Again, Paul Watson taking over from London. The Nightly News is coming up tonight, 7 o'clock Central. They're trying to censor us because we're on target. Globally, world leaders are listening. I told you this years ago. Now it's all admitted. I even held back really the real magnitude because it sounded insane until everybody actually saw it manifest because it was already happening. But bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, we need your prayers, your support now, more than ever. These are products you need, so thank you for purchasing them. But more importantly, keep spreading the word about the articles and videos. This stuff is pure poison to the New World Order behemoth. Paul Watson.
Okay, thanks, Alex. And, of course, another fake news item, which happened at the tail end of last year, New Year's Eve, happened in Germany with the migrants, of course, the mass molestation of women in Cologne. The German media failed to report on that massive story as women were being molested in the streets, as onlookers said it was a Civil War-style situation. The media completely not only failed to report on it, were ordered not to do so by the government. It only came out because German women were posting on social media the fact that they were being molested. That, of course, turned many Germans against Merkel's migrant policy, but not just against the government, against the media in Germany, which with its own brand of fake news has been complicit in covering up the horrible consequences of this migrant policy. Another which is being reported on by the Daily Mail today. 7 migrants arrested after a sleeping homeless man was set on fire on Christmas Eve at a Berlin subway station. Of course, this is after the footage of the woman being kicked down the stairs in a separate incident. And now 7 migrants have been arrested after a homeless man was set on fire in Berlin. The men aged 15 to 21 are suspected of torching the victim as he slept on a platform bench at a train station. 6 of the suspects are Syrian, 1 is Libyan, and an attempted murder investigation has been launched. So they're still looking for these people. They were captured on CCTV. After they set the homeless man on fire, they celebrated the attack. Another example of the cultural enrichment that Germany is currently enjoying, of course. There's a huge police presence in Cologne for the New Year's Eve celebrations this year. It's set to take place here in just a few days' time. They've got a massive security operation, but they've got people on the ground who will approach women after they've been molested and give them a nice, calm talking to. So even the police admit that they're not going to try and stop this molestation, if it happens again, they're just going to talk to the victims after the fact. Great. Given the large presence of police officers in Cologne, though, you're not going to see it, you would think, on the scale that it was last year in Cologne. But as we talked about in a previous show, you may see it in other cities. The big question is, will the German media even report on it this time? BBC News reports men saw over white trash racist abuse on train. This is a hate crime that's not going to get too much play. British Transport Police are attempting to trace a group of Asian men. And by Asian men, that's the politically correct term that the British media uses for Muslim men. But they just say Asian men. What, Chinese men? Japanese men? No, they can't say Muslim men because it's not politically incorrect. They have to say Asian men. They racially abused a woman on a train. This was a packed train at rush hour, traveling from Glasgow. The group took pictures of the woman, called her white trash and other names, made sexual gestures before they got off the train. The woman was not physically harmed, but left distressed by the incident. Police have appealed for witnesses. So again, this is an example of a white woman being abused on a train. It will not make national headlines like every incident of Muslims being abused on public transport does. in the British media, some of which, of course, as we've seen with the Trump cases, turn out to be complete hoaxes. But surely the Muslim men can just claim that the white woman has institutional power over them. Therefore, it's not racism, right? Because reverse racism doesn't exist. We'll be back with the next segment of the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Alex Jones Show, coming up in the next segment, we're going to play a clip of Thomas Sowell, the conservative writer, columnist and philosopher. Of course, he announced a couple of days ago that he will be retiring. He's 86 years old. and he's given us absolute pearls of wisdom down the years. We're going to play a clip of Thomas Sowell and go through some of his highlights, some of his famous quotes as it relates to socialism and conservatism. Also going to talk about Carrie Fisher briefly and the reaction to that. But the Washington Post reports, Europe may face a grim future with terrorism as a fact of life. The article states, new Islamic State efforts to sow terror in Europe are pushing counter-terrorism authorities to their limits, forcing citizens and their leaders to resign themselves to a new era where attacks may be a fact of life, not an exception. Now, this, of course, echoes the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan's comment a couple of months ago that violent terror attacks in major cities are just a fact of life that we're going to have to get used to. We're going to have to get used to the sight of little children being mangled as trucks plow through crowds on major streets in Europe, at Christmas markets in Germany. We're just going to have to get used to that. We're just going to have to get used to people being massacred at gunpoint as they sit in cafes in Paris. You know, people being blown up. We're just going to have to get used to that. That's just diversity. That's multiculturalism. And if you don't like it, if you don't like that threat of being massacred in cold blood, then maybe you're racist. Again, it's part of this Stockholm syndrome that we see from the media. Every time it seems an attack happens, they just get more and more limp-wristed. You see the hashtags, pray for Berlin. You see the Facebook profile pictures with the national flag on them. Hug a Muslim in the street. It's actually quite funny that one of those hug a Muslim guys who posed for all the photographs saying, you know, I'm a Muslim, hug me, it's all about love, actually turned out to be a terrorist, but they don't like to tell you about that. But again, it's this limp-wristed response. This is part of diversity that we have to tolerate being slaughtered in our own streets. Well, no, some of us aren't going to tolerate that. Washington Post. RT reports, signs Berlin attack suspect passed through Netherlands on way to Italy. So not only did he go through France, Italy, and Germany, but he also went through the Netherlands. Anis Amri, the Berlin Christmas market attack suspect killed by Italian police in Milan, may have travelled half of Europe to shake off his pursuers. Dutch police suspect he may have entered the country after the attack in Germany. So he went through all these different countries. Again, Europe has no borders whatsoever anymore. No way to catch actual terrorists. What was also interesting about this, Anis Amri, the latest poster boy for the Religion of Peace, was that immediately after the attack, he snuck into a mosque. You remember there was that one eyewitness that led police to a suspect that subsequently turned out not to be the killer. The real terrorist had actually snuck in a mosque nearby in Berlin and stayed the night. So even though the leaders of that mosque knew that there had been a massive, devastating terror attack just a few miles away, they allowed a terrorist to stay the night in the mosque. They gave him aid. They gave him comfort. They gave him protection. Which again goes back to the point that this is a wider issue than just radical Islam. This is about Islam, period. You saw with Abdeslam, one of the Paris massacre culprits, again, he went back to Molenbeek, Belgium, where he was shielded for months on end by his own family, his own friends, his own community, who knew that he was a terrorist who had just taken part in a massive slaughter in Paris, France. Yet they said absolutely nothing. That's why ISIS says they're going to recruit their next wave of terrorists out of these Islamic ghettos, which are being created with a green light, with a stamp of approval from our own governments. So now it turns out that this guy went through the Netherlands as well as France, as well as Italy, as well as Germany before and after this attack. Breitbart reports, Christians most persecuted religious group in the world. Christians are the most persecuted religious group in the world, with around 90,000 killed for their faith in 2016. The director of a leading religious study group has said, the director of the Center of Studies on New Religions told Vatican Radio that around 500 million Christians in the world are unable to express their faith completely freely, while around 90,000, one every 6 minutes, died for their faith in the past year alone.
But all we're told to get upset about is people having their hijabs pulled on public transport. In many cases, hate crimes that turn out to be complete hoaxes. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Porzumne tanto, porzumne razzi, razzi pusto celis. Porzum amici, porzumne razzi, razzi preferis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Back on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into the news here in a second. First, I want to tell you about free shipping store-wide and all new specials now live at InfoWarsStore.com. In addition to extending our 2016 Christmas specials and free shipping store-wide, we have just launched two new specials at InfoWarsStore.com to help make your body great again in 2017. One of them is Liver Shield Liver Cleanse Formula. We have that at 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And when you get Liver Shield plus the Oxy Powder Colon Cleanser together and the Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack, we're giving you a massive 30% off. The Advanced Liver Cleanse Pack contains the two formulas you need to complete your full liver cleanse. These two new 2017 cleanse specials are in addition to all of these extended 2016 Christmas specials that are quickly selling out. And again, free shipping store-wide on all these products. Living Defense, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, 33% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. Again, we've extended those discounts at InfoWarsLife.com. And free shipping on absolutely everything. You don't get that nasty little extra charge when you go to pay for your products. So again, free shipping store-wide. Massive discounts on all those products extended for a short time only at InfoWarsStore.com. Help support our network as we take on the mainstream media in 2017, as we're derided, denounced, censored as fake news while we're fighting the actual fake news, which is them. InfoWarsStore.com for all those great products. Again, free shipping store-wide. Now, Carrie Fisher, the Star Wars actress, died, of course, yesterday. She was basically depressed for a large portion of her life. Her depression had nothing to do with her death. She died of a heart attack. But this is out of the New York Times. Fans tweet about mental illness to honor Carrie Fisher. The actress Carrie Fisher, who spoke openly about her struggles with mental illness, once joked that she wanted to start a bipolar pride day to help erase the stigma of the disease. Legions of fans seemed to grant her wish on Tuesday, in the hours after her death, at age 60, one after another, in words both plain spoken and deeply personal. Admirers paid tribute to Miss Fisher by coming out on Twitter with their own stories of mental illness. So then this article goes through a list of tweets from people who used the opportunity of Carrie Fisher's unfortunate death to tweet about their mental illness, about their depression. And again, this is an issue that crops up again and again and again. You know, we're living longer. We have access to all manner of entertainment, all manner of distractions. Our quality of life is better than ever before. And we're going to get onto some of that with the Thomas Sowell quotes. You know, compared to past generations, we've had it better than any of them. You know, back in the 50s, a lot of people didn't even have a television set. Now we've got multiple opportunities to entertain ourselves, communicate with people, live longer, live happier, and yet, what do you see? Well, over the past two decades, the use of antidepressants has gone through the roof. 1 in 10 Americans are now on antidepressants, and that is just the ones who report that they are. 1 in 4 women in their 40s and 50s is also on antidepressants. 1 in 4! Even though we supposedly live in the greatest era ever when it comes to personal comfort. Now, it's interesting that we see this depression issue cropping up again and again, because I was reading a quote from Theodore Dalrymple, who is a British author, and he was a doctor who treated people for depression. And his argument basically boiled down to this, and I'll read the quote in a second. You don't have a right to be happy. Okay, happiness is earned by the way that you live your life. You don't suddenly become afflicted with this new disease called depression and then throw pills at it, swallow pills, and think that that can treat something when that's not even the source of it. The source of your depression is more accurately called unhappiness. You're unhappy because you're not fulfilling your potential in life and because you're not even striving for it. Again, happiness is earned. The way you live your life determines whether you're happy or not. You can't live your life in a damaging way and just hate people, hate the world around you, have no actual bonds with anyone, not be authentic to yourself, and then just expect to be happy. You have to earn that happiness. And again, we have the culture, this dead-end culture, you know, encouraging everyone to be depressed at the end of the day, because it's a hedonistic, meaningless culture. It encourages people to embrace that hedonism. When it's meaningless, it's not going to fulfill them. It only brings ruin. It only brings regret. So again, this is what the British author Theodore Dalrymple said about this. He was a doctor for many decades in many different countries. Of course, by the end of his career as a doctor, he came back to the West and was constantly seeing patients who claimed they were depressed. Like Carrie Fisher was depressed for many, many years, which of course prompted the outpouring of tweets that I just mentioned in that New York Times article. Listen to this quote from Theodore Dalrymple. There is something to be said here about the word depression. which has almost entirely eliminated the word and even the concept of unhappiness from modern life. Of the thousands of patients I have seen, only two or three have ever claimed to be unhappy. All the rest have said that they were depressed. This semantic shift is deeply significant, for it implies that dissatisfaction with life itself is pathological, a medical condition which is it is the responsibility of the doctor to alleviate by medical means. Again, 4 in 10 American women in their 40s and 50s on antidepressants. 1 in 10 Americans, and that's probably old figures, on antidepressants. It continues. Everyone has a right to health. Depression is unhealthy. Therefore, everyone has a right to be happy, the opposite of being depressed. This idea in turn implies that one's state of mind or one's mood is or should be independent of the way that one lives one's life. A belief that must deprive human existence of all meaning, radically disconnecting reward from conduct. So again, it's this idea that you can live your life in whatever irresponsible way imaginable, whatever damaging way imaginable, and still, after all that, be happy. Well, no, it doesn't work like that. That's why depression has increased, because at least in the past, you know, people didn't have the quality of life that we have access to now. They weren't living longer. They weren't healthier. They struggled with more illnesses, and yet they were happier. It all boils down to the fact that they were living authentic lives. And again, they knew that happiness wasn't a right. You have to earn it by the way you live your life. It's very, very simple. But again, most people can't put their finger on the fact that they're unhappy. They say it's depression, as if it's an outside factor coming in to influence their lives. It's not. It comes from within. It comes from the way you conduct yourself in your life. But again, the culture, the media fetishizes it. I mean, you've got that combined with the rampant narcissism that obsession with social media has created. And of course, it becomes an attention-seeking issue to say that you're constantly depressed all the time. Again, it's because you're not living your life the right way. And I thought that was a very important comment by the author Theodore Dalrymple on this issue, given that it's come to prominence again after the death of Carrie Fisher. Let's talk about Thomas Sowell, the African-American social theorist, philosopher, and author. Of course, he announced a couple of days ago that he would be retiring from writing altogether. He's not going to be writing his column anymore. 86 years old. We're going to go through some of his quotes, and in fact, I'm going to read some of his final article. But you had the mass riots, the brawls in the malls across America over the past few days. Again, mostly black teenagers. Not all, but mostly black teenagers. Why do they behave like this in America and not necessarily in other countries? Well, Thomas Sowell put his finger on this many times, and in fact, we've got a clip which we're going to go to in a second, where he identified something that was very different about black culture for black kids growing up in the United States than it was for them growing up in other countries. So let's go to that Thomas Sowell clip. Here it is.
It's like, I mean, the average of black kid today, I think, is probably better off, certainly materially, than, say, Ben Carson was when he was growing up.
Ben Carson, the famous black surgeon at Johns Hopkins.
Right, right.
Who is immensely accomplished in every way.
Yes.
Right.
I would say that certainly the black kids who are growing up today have a higher material standard of living than I had. The difference was that the schools were good when I came along. They were especially good in New York at that time, hard as that is to believe. The kids who grew up in that same place where I lived, they will not get that same education. Now, that can be blamed on somebody, but it has very little to do with what happened 100 or 200 years ago. And it's true in other countries. I mean, in Nigeria, for example, there's a tribe, the Igbos, who were living in one of the least fertile parts of Nigeria, who were in fact enslaved in centuries past by other tribes and so on. When the British moved in and set up schools, the Igbos went for the schools. By the time Nigeria became independent, the Igbos had climbed above the other groups that had been ahead of them to begin with. So, but there are all kinds of cross currents of factors, the particular culture, or the particular geography. You run through the whole list of them.
Here's, you say in Intellectuals and Race, you cite an observation by the intelligence expert, IQ scientist James Flynn, that just stopped me cold. After the Second World War, you've got large numbers of American troops remaining in Germany. For that matter, there's still several tens of thousands there today. And both black and white American soldiers had children with German women. Mm. And Flynn discovered that those children growing up in Germany showed no IQ differences at all. Mm. The black kids and the white kids, the same. Quote, quoting Intellectuals and Race, Professor Flynn concluded that the reason was that the offspring of black soldiers in Germany, and now you're quoting Professor Flynn, grew up in a nation with no black subculture.
Yes.
Close quote. Which means what? Which means they experienced exactly the same expectations. Is this the...
No. The expectations are external. The culture in which they grew up was not the culture in which black kids grew up in America today.
So they had...
There's no gangster rap in that was pervasively available in Germany.
So here's what I'm getting. There is something about black subculture in America today that holds African Americans themselves back?
Yes. In fact, I went into this in a previous book on which about black rednecks and white liberals, because that same subculture.
Let's talk about two of your books here. Go ahead.
Because that very same subculture held whites in the South back as well. That in the time this mental testing in the First World War turned up, among other things, the fact that whites from various four or five southern states scored lower on the mental test than blacks from four or five northern states. And so it really was a question of the subculture that was there, which was a handicap to both.
All right. And so whose job is it to say, wrong subculture, folks, you're harming yourselves?
Well, I would think in an ideal world that intellectuals might take on that task, but the world that we live in, I've noticed, is not ideal.
All right.
So there you heard Thomas Sowell, the conservative libertarian commentator, again, who announced that he would be retiring from writing his column at 86 years old. Again, absolutely perceptive thinker when it comes to culture, when it comes to black people growing up in America. Let's go through some of his best quotes here. This was compiled by the Daily Caller. You can go and read this. 50 brilliant Thomas Sowell reflections. Let's go through a few of them. These are all quotes, of course. The word risque would be almost impossible to explain to young people in a world where gross vulgarity is widespread and widely accepted. Of course, that's a comment on the increasing vulgarity of our culture, where the envelope needs to be pushed constantly, again and again and again, to the point where people are just being vulgar for being vulgar's sake. There's no actual artistic merit in anything they say. We see that with modern art over and over again. Here's another one. If you have always believed that everyone should play by the same rules and be judged by the same standards, that would have gotten you labeled a radical 60 years ago, a liberal 30 years ago, and a racist today. That, of course, relates to the fact that anyone who is actually believes in equality in the modern age is denigrated as a racist. Now we have the Oppression Olympics League table, where people are ranked above others, given favors above others, given special minority privileges above others, based on their skin color and or religion. Or gender, simply saying that you want people to be equal, to have the same equal opportunities, regardless of their race, gender, or beliefs, that is now considered actually racist. You see that with race supremacist movements like Black Lives Matter, gender supremacist movements like feminism.
And of course, MTV saying that this is what white people need to learn in 2017. This is how we stop racism. This is our anti-racist calling by actually being racist against people, collectively demonizing them because of their skin color. That is the new anti-racism, is being flagrantly racist. Here's another one from Thomas Sowell. Racism does not have a good track record. It's been tried out for a long time, and you'd think that by now we'd want to put it to an end instead of putting it under new management, which is exactly as I just described, you know, MTV, this new trendy thing, that being racist against white people is okay. The last acceptable form of racism is racism against white people. And that shouldn't be the case. All racism should be despised equally. Thomas Sowell, another quote, the black family survived centuries of slavery and generations of Jim Crow, but it has disintegrated in the wake of the liberals' expansion of the welfare state. That's right, with, of course, black babies being aborted at record levels, nobody cares about it. Helping those who have been struck by unforeseeable misfortunes is fundamentally different from making dependency a way of life. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I encourage you to go and check out the Daily Caller article
50 Brilliant Thomas Sowell Reflections and go and read his final article, which relates to the clip we played about black people growing up, the culture that is inflicted upon them, and I'll definitely be exploring that issue in future presentations, in future videos. Let's hit a final few news stories here in the last segment of the show. Gateway Pundit reports Hawaiian restaurant bans people who voted for Trump. Once again, Donald Trump supporters are being targeted for their political views. Be prepared for nothing to happen about it, since there is a double standard for left-wing liberals in the United States. Because we had the massive list of fake hate crimes that have been committed by leftists, blamed on Trump supporters, completely contrived, made up out of whole cloth. Now Fox News reports Honolulu's Cafe 8.5 gets rave reviews on Yelp for its radiatore birdie and Italian stir fry, among other popular dishes. But the response to its new policy, barring pro-Trump patrons, has been decidedly more mixed. So again, they're banning people, they're refusing service to people for their political beliefs. But God forbid you be a Christian bakery and politely refuse service to anyone because of your personal beliefs. You will be sued, fined, shamed out of existence. Which ties into this story out of the Daily Mail. Furious shopper is ordered to go and join another queue by Muslim cashier who refused to sell him a bottle of wine because it was against her religion. A father of three has hit out at Tesco, which is a British supermarket, after a Muslim shop assistant refused to sell him a bottle of wine due to her religious beliefs. Lee Saunders was trying to buy the rosé wine at a superstore when he was told to go to a different till by the worker, who was aged in her 20s and wearing a headscarf. He was eventually served by a duty manager, but criticised the supermarket giant for putting a member of staff in that position. Saunders told the Sun he was miffed and baffled by the incident. So again, they refused to serve him because it was a Muslim woman who said it was against her personal belief. Bearing in mind she's working in a supermarket, which primarily is used to buy alcohol. I mean, why the hell did she get the job in the first place? But I guess that's okay, because we have the Oppression Olympics, where Muslims are at the top, everyone else is at the bottom. Christian bakeries get fined out of existence if they refuse to serve people because of their personal beliefs. But if you want to go to a Hawaiian restaurant and you voted for Donald Trump, then think again. Because, of course, it's only acceptable when it's being meted out against anyone who isn't a leftist. Well, Washington Examiner reports Assange Clinton did herself in, not WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks found Julian Assange said it was Hillary Clinton's own words that sunk her run for the presidency, not WikiLeaks' decision to publish them. Assange said he had mixed feelings about Trump's victory. This was a very interesting quote from Assange. He said, Hillary Clinton's election would have been a consolidation of power in the existing ruling class of the United States. Donald Trump is not a DC insider. He's part of the wealthy ruling elite of the United States, and he's gathering around him a spectrum of other rich people and several idiosyncratic personalities. They do not by themselves form an existing structure, so it is a weak structure which is displacing and destabilizing the pre-existing central power network within DC. And he says that then produces opportunities for change. So that's Julian Assange saying that. He's not exactly a right-wing guy. So again, these people who have freaked out, who've thrown the baby out with the bathwater in the aftermath of some of these Trump appointments, need to read that quote very carefully, because he's pointing out that even though these people are powerful people, as you would expect, they're not part of the DC power structure, so there is opportunity for change. That's going to wrap it up this edition of the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back tomorrow. Check out Nightly News tonight. And thanks for joining us. Breaking news at Infowars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.